Non-binary Russian doll actor suing NYC hotel for forcibly removing him from women's restroom. By Paul Bois on May 4, 2026. An actor who identifies as non-binary has filed a lawsuit against the Soho Grand Hotel in New York City after a security guard allegedly forced him from the women's restroom. The incident allegedly occurred on March 5 when 30-year-old Wesley Hahn, who has appeared in Netflix's Russian Doll as well as Paranormal Activity, Next of Kin, had been attending a private party, per the Daily Mail. Hahn's attorneys have argued that the Soho Grand Hotel violated the New York State human rights law. The law prohibits discrimination based on gender identity or expression. They also argued that the Soho Grand Hotel was negligent in its hiring, retention, training and supervision of security personnel. What was supposed to be a fun and memorable evening instead turned into a deeply humiliating and distressing ordeal, the lawsuit stated, adding that the hotel violated Hahn's civil rights and acted negligently. According to the suit, Hahn wore women's slacks, heels, earrings, a person at Yon Lee blazer to the party, describing the outfit as an elegant, unmistakably feminine-coded outfit that reflected Wesley's style, identity, and confidence. Hahn reportedly prefers to use the women's restroom when dressed in feminine clothing for fear of harassment in the men's restroom. To Wesley's knowledge, there had never been a single instance in their life in which cisgender women were upset, uncomfortable, or objected to Wesley's presence in a women's restroom. This time was no exception, the lawsuit said. It was when Hahn entered a stall that a security allegedly began questioning women if they were uncomfortable. According to the suit, no woman expressed discomfort by Hahn's presence, but the security guard reportedly instructed Hahn to leave the stall, allegedly humiliating him and denying him the opportunity to wash their hands. Wesley was treated as though they were dangerous, predatory, or sexually deviant simply for using the restroom that corresponded with their gender expression and presentation that evening, the lawsuit continued. For the remainder of the event, Wesley felt pressured and obligated to use the men's restroom, despite their presentation, identity, comfort, and past experience, it added. Soho Grand told the Daily Mail that the hotel is committed to full compliance with all federal, state and city non-discrimination laws, including those protecting individuals on the basis of gender and sexual orientation, and we have always been a safe space for the LGBTQIA+ community since our inception.